There's an historical plaque in front of 811 Race Street in downtown Cincinnati honoring the Herzog Studio, where country music legends like Hank Williams and the Delmore Brothers recorded. With me in the studio to talk about Herzog and the new Herzog Music Collective are Bill Furby and Ed Vardaman. Welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you, Lee.
Thank you, Lee.
So how are you both connected to this new venture?
Well, we've both been part of the nonprofit Cincinnati Music Heritage Foundation for a number of years. Ed's on the board of directors, and I've been volunteering and helping with events for the past probably about 6 years now.
And Ed, you've been there how many years?
I would say probably six at this point, six or eight.
Who wants to talk about the history of Herzog Studio?
I can touch on that a little bit.
Okay, go ahead, Bill.
Well, from 1945 until 55, there was a recording studio operating on the second floor, operated by Bucky Herzog. He was a WLW engineer with an interest in recording. In the early days, that was a recording site for early King Records artists. Eventually, other artists that may not have had King connections would come there to record as well, such as Hank Williams.
That was right around the corner from WLW, the radio station, where a lot of those folks were, and they just came around to start recording.
You're right, Lee. Really, the idea of records in the 1940s was not an established thing on the airwaves. If you would have been able to hear radio in the 1940s, primarily what you would be hearing was only an occasional recording, but most of it was live segmented programs. You would have the Biscuit Flower Hour or whatever it may be. Bucky Herzog was well aware of the amount of extreme talent that he had in the orchestras and the various bands, particularly the Midwestern Hayride, which was a hillbilly music program, is what they called it then. The unbelievable encyclopedia of performers that he was able to pick from. So he would work at WLW as an engineer, basically. The idea of recording, getting ready to do records, which came really more in the 1950s, boy, that was something new on Bucky's mind. So he would grab players or invite players to come over on their breaks. And as Bill was saying, they would bring in artists, the primary artists, to do a test recording or beginning recording. And then he would assemble the backing group behind them. And that's exactly what happened with Hank Williams' first records there.
And there was also a King Records connection at Herzog.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, with a lot of the early King artists would come there to record before King would eventually build their own in-house studio at Evanston.
And Henry Glover was one of the producers down there.
He was. He recorded Cincinnati's first R&B track at the Herzog space. It was a track called The Honey Dripper by Bull Moose Jackson.
That's interesting. So how did this Herzog music effort come about?
Well, all of the principal parties had been involved with the nonprofit in various capacities. So we certainly met and bonded over that experience and appreciation for that history. Slowly, we decided that downtown had not had a music store in decades, and we felt that it was ready for that. And now it's been a great experience, and it came together very quickly because we had, as one of our primary partners, Elias Leisring, who operates Eli's Barbecue and several other concepts around town, sort of spearheaded the movement. And Mike's Music, one of the nation's, if not, you know, the leading guitar dealer in the nation, who lives here in Cincinnati, came on board as well. And Keith Neltner, who does great design work, had done our work for the nonprofit upstairs and wanted to come on board for that and have a downtown presence of his own. And before we even knew where our location would be, when the downstairs became available to us, opened up, it just made sense to bring in the nonprofit as well and tie this all together.
So the Herzog Studio is up on the second floor.
Yes.
And then Herzog Music is down on the first floor, and there are all kinds of activities going on downstairs.
That's right.
You've got records for sale. You've got lessons. What else is going on down there? I mean, it's a huge music. I mean, it's a mecca for music people. In fact, you were telling me before the interview about someone from Cheap Trick that came in.
Yeah. That was Tom Peterson from Cheap Trick came by. I was happy to take the call to see if I would be able to come down and meet with them and give them a little bit of the history. So that's fantastic. The nonprofit, over the last several years, we maybe every 3 or 4 months, we'll have a public event that will be a tribute to someone with a connection to that space, such as Jimmy Skinner. We would have speakers kind of relate some of the details of that session, local musicians performing some of the songs. Now, with the presence downstairs, we're able to amplify that effort to really increase our educational outreach, which has always been at the core of the nonprofit. For example, just coming up in the next month, we have a musical puppet show for children. We have a vintage Les Paul guitar clinic with Mike. We have some turntable clinics, things like that, really trying to reach out to every musical interest that's out there and connect, not just for individual one-on-one lessons, but events that can be free, open to the public, and really engage the community.
Where are the lessons? Are they in that first floor too?
Well, we have some space there for them. We'll also be utilizing the Herzog space on the second floor. And the educational outreach has been augmented with the interest of Folk School Coffee Parlor in Ludlow, Kentucky, who have done a lot of their own music outreach programs. And when they heard about what we were working on, they also wanted to come on board.
Ed, what was the opening like on July, 22nd and 23rd?
It was exciting.
A lot of bands.
There were bands on both days. They had full programming all day long. And I would say it would be the widest variety of music programming that you could find anywhere. So many of the clubs, so many of the nightclubs, and even so many of the other music associations here in Cincinnati have a particular interest or a particular kind of music that they either promote or celebrate. The power, I think, of the Cincinnati Music Heritage Foundation is that as long as it has something to do with Cincinnati, we are there to promote it and to give an interaction piece. So many of the things we see now, it's the media is something that we consume. We see it on our phones, we see it on our computers, but there's not as much for younger people to get involved and do. And that's what I heard Bill talking about when he wanted to bring that programming. He built the programming, which I believe, Bill, you were in charge of most of that scheduling during the day, that there was literally something every hour that either an older person, a middle-aged person, and especially young people would be involved in.
So Herzog Music would be very family-friendly in that music lovers of all ages can find something to appeal to them in that space.
Yes, but if teenagers want to ditch their parents, they're welcome to come and stay too.
So when you walk in the door of Herzog Music, what do you see? Take me a tour through there.
Well, first of all, you would notice the historical marker outside indicating the Herzog studio presence. You walk into a spacious room, walls of striking guitars, most of them all vintage and just really eye-catching. We've got another smaller room then you would walk past that's sort of our acoustic guitar room. That's just a real treat to pick an acoustic guitar up or a mandolin and just pick a little bit. Then you walk back to an area in the back where we've got our stereo repair, audio repair, amplifiers, that sort of thing. And we even have a couple pinball games there too. And then we go upstairs to where we have some records and some rehearsal rooms. And then the elevator takes you directly to Herzog from there.
So there's an upstairs to the first floor?
A mezzanine level.
Oh, mm-hmm. Mezzanine. Oh, okay. So records are for sale up in the mezzanine.
Yes.
And you mentioned repair. Are there also recording equipment that is for sale?
Yes, indeed, yeah.
So it's pretty much all
music. We tried to take care of everything we could think of.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great effort. And when is it open?
Our hours for now are Wednesday through Saturday, 11 until 9 p.m. On Sundays, we're open 11 until 6 p.m. Now we're open by appointment for Monday and Tuesday, so we're happy to accommodate that. But having said that, as we settle into the space now, having a couple weeks behind us, we're able to evaluate the traffic a little bit differently, so we're probably going to reevaluate at some point the hours of operation.
So you'll have updates that our listeners can go to your Facebook page?
We will. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll have a link on our website to that. So how can listeners get involved? Are you looking for volunteers and other community folks to come in and help with this effort?
Sure. And I'm asked that question quite a bit. And the answer is you just show up, you know, get involved, come to the events. Every time we have an event, the room upstairs looks different, the layout of the room. We're able to add material to it, interact with maybe a new subculture of the music scene to create that tie. The sky's really the limit of what we can do with this, especially right now with music heritage on everyone's minds in the greater Cincinnati area.
You go into schools too, don't you?
We're hoping that the educational outreach will eventually allow us a platform to send our music instructors to schools, to nursing homes, that sort of interaction with the community, not just to perform, but for the educational outreach as well.
So there's a lot of growth, not only for Herzog Music, but also for the foundation.
Of course, yeah.
Well, thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lee.
I've been speaking with Bill Furby and Ed Vardaman about Herzog Music, located at 811 Race Street in downtown Cincinnati, which is a treasure for music lovers. And we're wishing you much success.
Thank you.
You'll find a link to Herzog Music and the foundation at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Lee Hay.
I'm sorry, darling, it happened this way. I'll never forgive you, no standing your way. Go find a new love that'll love you so true. And I'll keep saying I've got the blues.